Yeah, because we've gotten this. Today's daf is Kuf Mem Zayin, and we're holding on the bottom of Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had said that if somebody's clothing had gotten wet along the road, and now he's coming into town, he could take them off in a first place that is Shamur, the first Kotzer, and there he can hang them out even in the sun, because nobody's around and nobody's going to come to Bechesh at him that he washed his clothes on Shabbos, because he's still on the outskirts of town. Says the Gemara, Amr of Yiram Rav, Koma Kom Shasru Chachamim, Mipnei Mar Ita'ayin, Nafilu B'chadrei Chadarim Asur. We have a famous psak over here of Rav. When something was made Asur by the Chachamim based on the chance that someone will be choshed you of doing an Isur, then such a thing is prohibited to do even indoors, even surrounded by guards, even in a room within room where nobody could possibly see you. And therefore, we've got a problem, because it's not in our Mishnah, Shotcham Bechama V'lo Keneged Ha'am. How can Rav say this? The Mishnah paskins that the wet clothing can be spread out in the sun, even though you wouldn't be able to do such a thing in the middle of town where people would come to Bechashid you, that you washed your clothing. So you see that as long as you're careful not to have people see you, things that are usher, Mishum Marita Ha'in, are okay to do. It says the Gemara, that's actually Tanoihi. That's a machlokes Tanoihi. And our Mishnah represents one Shita. The Tanya Shotchan Bechama V'lo Keneged Ha'am. The Tana Kama indeed represents the Pshat in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Osri, which is the way that Rav was passing, the way that we pass in Alokha. Omer Rav Huna. Once we're talking about the godim that became wet along the way, dirty along the way, says Rav Huna, Hamina'er Talito. Rashi learns Hamina'er Talito means from dirt. Tosfos says, no. It means from damp. Let's say Tal got on it. Because after all, Rashi himself said before that Libun is Shayech only where something is damp. And here it says, Amenayer Talito b'Shabbat Chayav Chatat, which Rashi says, the Zehu Libuna. It's a Libun to shake out your talus and get the dust off, says Rashi, which seems to be a contradiction to what Rashi himself said earlier. And indeed, Tosfos learns, it's talking about that it got wet, and therefore, Menayer Talito, to get the last bits of tal off of it and to spread it out, that's part of the Libun of the Talit. And you would actually be Chayav Chatat. But that's only lo amron ella bechadati. That's only if the talit is brand new, where it makes an afkin. Alabatike let lanba. If it's an old talit, it doesn't really make any difference to it. This is only if it's a dark colored talit. Alabachivri, the sumki. If, let's say, it's a white talis or beige talis. Let's lumber. There's no makbib. There's no akpada akhtekar. It doesn't do much. Furthermore, even on the uchma, where it's new, it's only if the person who wears it is kopid alive. It's only if to you it makes an afkamina. If it doesn't make an afkamina, then it's not a pu'ula of iser. And ula ikla la pumpadita. When Ula came to Pupadita, he saw that all the guys in the yeshiva were manapseg ilunayim. They were fluffing out, what do you call it, shake out, like, you know, to spread it out. Their talitot, their clothing. Oma kabachalan rabbanu shabbata, what's going on over here? These guys are not makbaran, halacha, libun. Oma lo Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda was a rashiva, thought that was a pretty big chutzpah. So he said to the guys, the futsi leba api, shake your talis out in the guy's face. Anan lo kaptin and midi, we have no hakpoda around here. This is novardic. What do we care if it's a little dirty, the talis? So in the mail around here, it's not considered to be a... Choshev in any way.
So what, are they in their own town, so to speak? So nobody.
Rabbi, Avikoy Kamed Rav Yosef, Omli Havli Kumtoy, Rav Yosef told Rabbi, pass me my hat, please. Chutz Digital Ali. He saw that there was tal on the hat. So now we know what to do, because he wouldn't wear a hat with tal on it. In which case, if he's going to hand it to him with the tal, so it's insulting. Why don't you take care of my hat if you're already passing me the hat? But if he shakes off the tal, since to him he's being mocked on it, so he can't shake it off either. Now what the heck is he going to do? Meanwhile, Rabbi Yosef sensed that something's wrong. It was taking a little bit too long to pass the hat. Rabbi Yosef, of course, couldn't see. Rabbi Yosef was blind. But so he was margish that something's wrong. To choza, so avikom echasim lemesvele. Amalei neforchti. Go ahead, shake it out. Anan lakabdin and media doesn't mean anything to me. From which lechora you see that the defining hakpada is the one who's going to be wearing it, not the one who's doing it. Some learned that was good for the problem. Abaya held that to him he would be makpid. So even if Yosef wasn't makpid, was he going to give him? He can't give it to him with the talmud. He can't give it to him without the talmud. Yosef said, "I'm not makpid, therefore it's okay for you to." He said he figured that must be what's happening. Why isn't he? Why isn't he passing it on?
Maybe I had a written
one. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hayotze betalit mekupelet menuchatak menuchet munachatak tefo b'Shabbat chayav katat. If you have your talit folded, as many people do, they walk out with their talit. They're used to checking the strings during the week. If somebody would walk out in Rishut HaRabim on Shabbat like that, he would be Chayav Chatat, because it's not Derech Levishot, it's just simply Derech Hutso. Tanya Nami Achi. So Charek Sut, Hayotzim Betalitot Mekupalot Umenuchot Tfehem B'Shabbat, Chayavim Chatat. Sellers that walk around carrying suits on their back, not wearing them, so if they walk out on Shabbat, they would be Chayav Chatat. And the truth is also Charek Sut Bivat. The fact that such a thing is called Derech Hotzah is because there are people who motzi that way, not Derech Levisha. And therefore it's not only a Sochar Ksut that would be Chayev because of to him, it's Derech Hotzah, Elo Kol Adam. This would be a Derech Hotzah for anybody. And also people, you get hot, you take your jacket off, you hang it on your finger behind your back, whatever. That's called Derech Hotzah. The reason we mention Mochrik Ksut is because that's a model in your mind. You remember, people, there are a whole group of people that always carry out like that. Same thing is true. Oftentimes on their way to the bank, so they'll use the classic Uncle Scrooge money bag, you know, with a little stick, with a bag with a dollar sign, you know. Anyway, so they would carry on during the week like that. So if he would carry like that, really, it's in the corner of his baguette, really. So if he would carry it out like that on Shabbos, he would be Chayav Chatat. And Lochen Vani Bilvatzan, only referring to a storekeeper. But since this is a norm, Kol Adam, Lashadar Kashachan Vani Latzitkach. He's a bad boy. And he might be carrying Monopoly money for his kids. As a matter of fact, he might even be carrying cookies.
What's the problem? Is there a Kotsah that is.
Normally an unusual, but this is not considered to be lav derech hotzah bekaf, but it's common enough. Ratanim, people that are rotten, are yotzin besudarin shal kitfehem. Actually, these are people from the town of Rotten, but well, I mean, there's a whole city like that, right?
Rottenburg.
Rottenburg. So they're allowed to go out wearing scarves, even though the scarf only goes around the shoulder the most. So you'd think that it's not considered to be Derech Levisha. But since that is the way that they're mitlabesh, so memela, it's considered to be okay. This is the Girsa Yotzin.
American palace, they used to wear on the neck.
I know, we'll get to that. That's a big issue. So the gears that we have is yotz'i, meaning they are allowed to. Ela kol adam. Anybody. A lot like that. Yitar poshatanim letzeit bekar. There was another girsa here that you'd be chayav because b'nei rot and go out that way, but that's not. Lemaisa, this raises a whole issue, which is, in fact, as Aaron just pointed out, if somebody's, but you'll notice that the Sfarim put on tzitzit, they put on their talit like that. They put the talit around their neck. They pull it all the way up, put it around the neck, and they don't put it around the shoulders at all. Lemaisa, Magen Avraham says that's not called Derech Levisha. You can't say a bracha on Levisha of a talit because you're not wearing the talit. You might as well be carrying it over your shoulder. But other poskim indeed point out that that's very much a social question. In other words, Lemaisa the Atifat HaYishmaelim, to those who live in the lands of Yishmaelim. So the Arabs wear their scarf around their neck. And that's the lotion of the tzitzit, the Atifat HaYishmaelim. So Inochinami, to them, it could be that that's called Derech Levisha. So it's okay to make a bracha on your talit like that. To others who don't dress like that, so the only bracha that should be said on Levisha of a talit is to make sure that you don't pull it up above your shoulders. And therefore it would be included over here, al kitfehim. As Aaron was pointing out, the American talit is actually only an Arab atifah. But no, it's not a joke. It's just a question. Is that a talit? Is that called a baguette of Levisha? It's b'chayv arba knafot. No, because it's not worn. Something that's just around your neck is not called worn. So if you carry it on, that's what it's saying. So ratanim, this is the way you would walk with a scarf around your neck. So although, but there it's all kitfehem over here, just around the neck. Omer of Yehuda Maaseh Behurkenes, Benoshur of Eliezer Behurkenes, Shiatza Besudar Shaktefo B'Shabbat. He went out wearing like a poncho, so it was only on his shoulders. Really. And in order to make sure that it wouldn't fly off, so he tied Nima Krucha Lo Betzpo, he had the edge of it tied around his finger, so that he wouldn't come Latuye Arbamis B'Shabbat, because it's not very tight, so if the wind comes, it'll blow it off. So therefore, he had it tied around his finger. You're not to be mapping on that. It's a nice Derech Levisha. We're not gazer on a Derech Levisha. Something is going to fly off. So therefore, you don't need it. And there are other approaches here. We're talking about something very light that falls off. And we're talking about he wore it around his finger in order that it should be near a Derech Levisha. Otherwise, people would have thought that he's just carrying it, that it isn't Derech Levisha. But anyway, as I said, it is, I think, the most reasonable shot. Dorosh Renacha Barachista Mishmeda Rachista Halacha Apabishay Nima Krucha Lo Be'etzba'ota. That's how we paskin. You can wear a poncho like that, even if it's light, a cape. And it doesn't have to be tied around you, and as long as that's the way that you normally walk out, it's considered to be Levisha. Ula iklu leve asi barhini. Bo mine maul asot marzev b'shabbat. They asked him, are you allowed to make, and it sounded like a gutter, but of course that's not what it's talking about. A marzev over here means the equivalent in your clothing of a marzev. It looks like a gutter. Now this is the question of making folds in your begadim in such a way that creates basically a gutter-like appearance. Rashi brings that it's bell bottoms. So in other words, you have because that's basically a bell bottom is like a gutter. In other words, it's like if water was dripping off your begadim, it would collect in the cuff. And then pour out in the front of your bell bottoms. It's equivalent of a gutter around the roof. So you have like a bell bottom on your skirt. You know. But the question is, what is the issue over here? So I mean, he learns, as the Gemara says in a moment, what are we referring to? We're referring to what's the marzev? Kisi bavliyata sounds like little pockets. pockets like they make in Bava. So Rashi learns that the point over there is to get your skirt up from off of the ground so that it shouldn't get dirty and so on and so forth. You would make like a little bell bottom and to hold it up maybe with a string to keep it above the ground.
A cuff,
but it's a cuff that isn't in the beged as part of the normal design of the beged, but that you're putting into the beged in order to avoid now whatever to getting dirty or getting wet and so on. So the question is, what's the issue? Rashi learns that the issue is because of tikkun mana. Right? In other words, if you make such a thing, so then you're now creating in your beged a new piece, which without it you wouldn't want to go out with it. So it's as if you're being mitakein to fold your beged in a particular way. So we don't fold the beged on Shabbos because of tikkun mana. You don't create a cuff in your beged because of tikkun mana. Tosis learns that the issue is al-sotzah. In other words, if you're carrying a beged, we already saw in a way that is not the derech levisha of the beged. So then the Gemara's question is, how about if part of the beged is not levisha? For instance, says Tosis, very often what people will do, we don't do this in our times, apparently it was common in his time, is you'll take the talit, pick up one side of the talit, and from both sides, front and back, throw it over the other shoulder so that basically the talit is completely lifted up off the ground. And that way you can run fast and so on without it falling off. Now what happens is when you do that, you create essentially a gutter. In other words, because you have like many pockets. Each fold creates another pocket that's facing downwards, right? So those folds we're calling kisi bavliyata. Yeah, because you can make begotim lechatchila that are beautifully, pleated begotim, especially skirts. You often find this way with the pleats. You have these just beautiful decorative pleats that are basically little pockets, each one is a little pocket, that is shaped like a marzev coming out. So that would be a question, that's part of the question. Can you, if you're rolling up a sleeve, so then you're not wearing it, so that part is just sort of hanging loose. So can you wear a beged where you're not really wearing the whole beged? Some of it is just derech hotzah. You don't want that piece. You're rolling it up so that it shouldn't drag on the ground. That's how Tosis learns that it's a shaila of a tzor, not that it's a shaila of tikkun mana. According to which, a very interesting tshuva of Rav Meisha, correct? We haven't finished the sugi yet, obviously. But according to Rav Meisha, included in this is the problem of people who wear their tzitzis out. Because when you wear your tzitzis out, what happens is that you fold up the corner of the talit katan in order to get it out over the top of your pant. So then you have basically the corner of the beged is not really being lavush, it's sort of hanging there. What's it doing there? Right? So it's folded up to no purpose. So that in Rishus HaRabim, Mi'itainin would be Hotso. Right? Because it's exactly the same as the thing over here.
Well,
that's a sleeve cuff. Okay, so we're going to get into all of this. So we have the same problem where people wear a coat without putting their hands into the sleeves. Right? Which you wear the coat over your shoulder.
The cloak.
No, it's your real jacket, but you wear it as if it's a cloak. As if it's a cloak, yeah. So these are all part of the different approaches to what Kisi Bavliyata would include. And when Rabbi Yirmiya came in front of Rabbi Zera, he demonstrated. So he would roll up his sleeves in a particular way, roll up his pants in a different way, and he would ask him, so how come I? Only those who have the video chip can see what the meaning of this is, but those of you who are left with the audio, I'm really sorry.
And
Yes, and don't forget with Shlomo Kaplan. I told him to call me and remind me, but he must have forgot. But please don't forget with Shlomo Kaplan's Tzedakah Fund, Rosh Hashanah, a wonderful schus for people who mamish don't have to eat for Yontav. He gives that specifically for Yontav, those who want to participate. Rabbanea. Rabbanea is collecting. Omer of Papa is a Papa in order to avoid all the visual problems. Omer of Papa, Nekot HaKlal Abiyadecha. Look, it's very simple. There's a way to know every case. You don't have to demonstrate every case and go to a Rav and ask, is this okay? Is that okay? The question is like this. Ko adaiti delif nufe, also. Ko delihis naus, shari. Anything that you're trying to get out of the way by folding up is aser, because then the beged is not being worn as a beged. But anything which is nice, this is the way people go out wearing cuffs or wearing bell bottoms. What do you say? Oh, it's hotzah. What do you need the bell bottoms for? But that's the design. So anything that is designed that way is okay. So if, let's say you take your talit, and the way in which people wear the talit is not to let the talit hang down, but to fold it up and to make a pretty design around your shoulders. So that's the derech in which people go out, and that's called lehit naot. If you're doing that in order to avoid the talit dragging on the ground, then you have a problem, because then it's not lehit naot, then it's the kapulit. So it would depend, basically, on the circumstances, on the society, and so on.
Is the reason why you do that?
Huh?
Is the reason why you do that?
It's all over. And if the it's a tiny talit, you don't do that. You leave it hanging. You ever saw somebody wearing a talit hanging, even if it's a small talit? That's the design nowadays of a talit. And Benenu Kanani, as we'll see in the time of the Gemara, maybe not. Ki Hodur of Shesha. Shisha Bereder Ravidi Mitna'e B'Sadinav. So Rav Shisha Bereder Ravidi used to wear his sadin, what we would call a tali, and make it fancy, so it looked all with all types of pleats and folds like we do with our talit. He also Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came, he said, I don't know, Pam Achat Yatsa Rebbe L'Sadeh. I know once Rebbe went outdoors, and he had his talit basically on his shoulders, the way we have, where you pull up the side, each side, you fold it over your shoulder. And Yoshua ben Zeruz, who was a son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, saw Rabbi walking around like this outdoors. And he said to him, "Bezuloch yev Rabbi Meir chatas." Didn't Rabbi Meir once say about somebody wearing a talit like that, that's a chiyuv chatat, because there's no levisha, that's not derech levisha, and all you're doing is you're carrying around your talit, the part that you don't want to get dirty, you're carrying it around on your shoulder, so then that's a chiyuv chatas. So Rabbi said, "Oh my lady, take Rabbi Meir ad kedei kach, wow, that he was so makbid on what's called precisely derech levisha." So shilsho Rabbi talito. So because of that, he let the talit fall to the ground, and he wore it surrounding his body. When Ravin came, he said, "Well, actually, there's a number of details in this story that he got a little bit wrong."
Okay.
First, exactly that story. Omar, first of all, it wasn't Yoshua ben Zeruz, and it wasn't the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, okay? It was Yoshua ben Kafusoi, who was a son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. Yeah? And what he said was, didn't Rabbi Akiva say that this is a chiyuv chatas? And Rabbi said to him, wow, diktek Rabbi Akiva ad kam, shilsho Rabbi talito. That was the story. And when Shmuel bar Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you still don't have the story, right? Actually, what happened was Rabbi never walked out wearing his talit like that. Somebody asked Rabbi whether you could walk out with a talit like that, and Rebbe said, "I think so." And then Yoshua ben Kufusoi said, "Well, maybe you think so, but I think Rabbi Akiva was machayev chatas." In which case, Rebbe changed the psak. Actually, that's closer to what really happened. Again, because this is socially mandated, so lamaisa kolli hisnau. So bismanenu, but that's the derech. Always to be yotze b'talit, so l'chor that would be okay. Even l'maisa, the poskim are also matir, as Richie was saying, if people who wear their coat without putting their hands through the sleeves, it's also a way of wearing a coat. There's a certain a certain, class. Yes, of course. That's attached to that. And therefore, Mi'ikra Din, it would be okay to do that as well. Same thing as you roll up your sleeves. Makes you look relaxed and sporty and so on. So it's a way of wearing your clothes. Lamaisa, the poskim are matir, really, doing that on Shabbos. It's just that the minhag is to be makbid not to wear things around your shoulder. And, if you do that on Shabbos, you'll get into big trouble because people will start stoning you. And don't worry about the Erev, because that, anyway, you can't rely on the Erev. You know the great story about it. You must know the story. The guy whose chavrusa came to him after all of those years. Richie knows the story. The guy was learning with him for years and years. They just finished doing Shabbos and Erevin together. They're learning together. He comes to Chavrusa. He says to Chavrusa, he says to him, "Look, I found out the Maisa that I'm a goy. So I'm giving it all up, and I'm gonna go back to being a goy." So he sees that the guy is the makbid over here about was being makbid about the what was it, Hotsaw, right? He was makbid that there should there were to carry with it was the Erev, right?
Goy.
Yeah, the Goy. So he just finished doing Erev. So the guy said to him, what's the matter with you? Goy used to shame the Shabbos. I mean, he's got, now you're a Goy. So what are you being shame the Shabbos for? He says, no, I don't hold to the Erev. I'm carrying, so it's not shame the Shabbos. Okay. So just be careful not to wear this over your shoulder. Haruchitz b'mei ma'aral b'mei tzveria ministapin. Somebody who had washed on Shabbos in hot water, look, it's hot water because we're talking about Meitzveria was the only thing that they remained mutter, remember, before they allowed the Meitzveria. But he washed in Beimara. This is the same guy who was carrying his money on Shabbos. Once he's carrying the money, he might as well pay to get into the Beimara. And Nistapik, now he dries himself off. And he dries himself off so carefully that he shouldn't come like they schita. He had 10 different towels, so one arm he uses one towel, his other arm he uses another towel. That way he doesn't get the towels very wet. There's not going to be any chashash that he's gonna squeeze them. Nonetheless, lo yevi'im biyado. He better not walk in with those towels by his house with his hands, because he knows, when he's about to walk into the house, he remembers the last time he walked into the house for the beach. His wife killed him for dripping of his wet bathing suit all over the floor. So he's going to squeeze it out. So therefore, he shouldn't carry it into his house. On the other hand, if you've got even 10 people who used one towel, and you can imagine this towel is going to be soaking wet, and then they all wash themselves, p'deim, yadeim, raglaim, obviously, for sure, even the whole body. Mevimotam biyadan, as long as they bring them together, then each one will remind the other one, no, don't squeeze it out. Shabbos. As long as you have one more than one person, it's okay. Sachim umemash mishim. And you can also use bath oils, and you can rub down a person on Shabbos. Avalomit amlim. You do not do kneading, muscle kneading on Shabbos. That's already more like refuah. And you don't do exercise, which is more of a refuah, to get all sweated up and so on and so forth. But lo mitgardin, you don't take lufa, to rub down, even if you're a chametveria, you don't use a rubbing material to rub your skin. In any yordin lekurdima, you don't go down to the Kurdima River. The in osin afiktozin, nor do you make an emetic. The in ma'atzvin etakatan, which we saw before, that you don't put the cotton spine into position. Ve'in magzirin et ha-shever, and you don't set a broken bone. And mish nifraka yado v'raglo, somebody that had a dislocated shoulder or a foot, lo yitrafen bitzonein, should not put a stream of cold water on them. Aval rochetzu kedarko, he can wash normally. Ve'im nitrapen, nitrapen. If it happens to be that the warmth, the cold, made it better, so made it go back into place, so then that's okay. Somewhere it's talking about after the limb is reset and it's painful, so in order to get rid of the swelling, you do the rechitzu at the time. But so be. Kotani mei ma'arad dumya de meitveria. So now the Mishnah mentioning meitveria has already put us on notice that we're talking about hot water over here, because, I mean, otherwise, what's the point? So in other words, you want us to know harochets. And it says harochets, that means b'diavad. So it's only if you did it. I mean, it's not, remember, it's the same guy who's carrying around his money, and we certainly are not going to tell him to carry his money, right? So it's all b'diavad. But l'chatchila lo. But what's also l'chatchila? Dafka rechitza. But lihishtatev, if you had hot water to pour off in a shower, that would be afilu chatchila shaper dummy. But that was a machlokas before. Indeed, it would only be going alibi Rabbi Shimon. Money Rabbi Shimon. He's telling you lihishtatev adam bein mechamin bein mitzonein dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir asers a shower. Rabbi Shimon is matir. Rabbi Yehuda says bechamin asur mitzonein mutar. So now we know the Mishnah is going to leave the Rebbe Shimon.
When it said like the shower, Shatya, but Rashi says it's lav derech rechitza, so that's a little different than our shower today, derech rechitza. Rashi gives the same difference.
No, it's still not called rechitza.
Excuse me?
It's not called rechitza.
Lav derech rechitza, Rashi said. But
it's still not called rechitza. That's not what Allah's rechitza.
You're saying that. You're saying that. Even a shower today would not be called rechitza.
Right. It's not called rechitza. What they call rechitza. Rechitza means... Rechitza means showing the pants. When it's tapeg, I feel beesraluntia. Now notice that the ratio that talks about one towel and the sefer that talks about 10 towels, each one, of course, is telling us a chiddush. The ratio, Rabuta Kamashva, the chiddush in the ratio, and there's a sefer, Rabuta Kamashva. What's the chiddush in the ratio? Ratio, Rabuta Kamashva, the filu handiluna fishabu maya. Even these 10 towels, each one of them is just slightly damp because you used each towel just on one part of your body. You say, how much, I mean, what are you going to be soaking? That nonetheless, you would say that, what am I going to worry about? But given the chadu, since you're an individual, nobody's going to remind you, so we have to be chayshish that asili day schita. You're going to come to wring it out because of your bad experiences when you're walking dripping with your bathing suit last night. The safer Abu Sakamash, one of them, the sefer, the Mishnah office, is also telling you a chiddush that even though you've got 10 people using one towel and it's dripping wet, and certainly more likely that you'll be optimally deschitah, but since there's 10 people, even the rabbi, you know, medakrei adade, they will remind one another.
Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah said a single wash of the towel would be an oso instead of being osan.
Because even if there's more to remind each other, you don't have to be patient, but each one will take one and then just take care of theirs. Which we'll see in a minute, this might get a little bit. Tanarabon, Mistapi Gadamba Luntit, Umnichabichalon. You can dry yourself off from the wash with a bath towel, but leave it in the locker. Don't give it over to the guy in charge. Lo yimsereno l'ulayirin, don't hand it over to the balan, to the attendant, because you know what they do, buddy. I mean, when you're not looking, they'll squeeze them out on Shabbos, put them out, whatever. You can't trust these guys as far as you can throw them. Yeah, so don't give it to them. So Rabbi Shimon says, actually, you don't have to worry. Mistapeg balunti tachat. You can actually take your own towel and bring it home. What? Amulei Abayah, it seems to be against our Mishnah. Amulei Abayah, Rabbi Yosef, Hilchat Amayim. Well, what's the halacha? I mean, do we follow that? Amulei, well, There's an awful lot of shitas that seem to agree that you can bring back your own talent, not like the Mishnah. Here's Rabbi Shimon, and I'm going to show you Rabbi, and there's Shmuel, and there's Rabbi Yochanan. Let me go through it with you. Rabbi Shimon Adi Amaram. I just told you Rabbi Shimon holds that. Rabbi, the Tanya Rabbi, Tishayinu Lamedim Terah, it's a Rabbi Shimon B'Tekoa. We used to be learning Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, and he had like a little mayan where he would go to the mikvah on Shabbos. And Ayinu Maling Shemen Valuntit Michatzer Legad Megad VeKarfaf. Remember that Rabbi Shimon Shita, we said before, is that all of the semi Rishuyas that the Rabbanu called semi Rishuyas, which are Meikra Din Rishus Rabbi, such as a Gag and a Chatzer and a Karfaf and so on, all of these places are Rishus Achas Shabbos. In which case you could carry from one rooftop to the other through a chutzner and so on and so forth. So what we did is to get to the Mayan, we would carry him towel, and we would bring oil and so on. Until we got to Mayan, until we got to that Mayan, and we had no problem with that. Shmuel, Yomer Rav Yoram Shmuel, Mistapeg Adam Ba'aluntit, you can dry yourself with a towel. Maybe Yabiyado, and then you can bring it back with Toch Beito. Now, even though in the previous case Rebbe never said that he brought it back, so I mean, how do we know that he brought it back? So Tosh says, well, it's not what we think that they were bringing it, doing all of this tirka to leave it out there by the Mayan. If they're going to leave it out by the Mayan, they didn't have to take it, have left it out with the Mayan before Shabbos. So obviously, they didn't leave it to Malcolm Hefker. It's clear from the story that they were bringing it out in order to bring it back. Otherwise, what's the point of bringing it out? But Tosis is bothered by the fact that he says, Kishayinu, when we were learning Torah. So how do we know that there weren't a group of people? Maybe there was a group. The Mishnah says it's Mutter in the group. You're bringing a Raya over here from Rebbe, that even if there's only one person. Tainas tells us because since they were going with Rebbe Shimon, and it's improper to go with the Rebbe into the mikveh, unless he needs a Meshamesh. How many Meshamshim does he need? So Mamela, he probably only had one Meshamesh. Kishayinu means when we as Talmidim would be Meshamesh, obviously one by one, Rebbe Shimon in the Mayan, so then it's also reasonable Rebbe Shimon wasn't walking back with him to carry the towel. So let's say he would carry the towel for Rebbe Shimon and bring it back as a yachid. Bring it back by as a yachid. Apparently, there was no problem. And our Mishnah must be Shaloka Alocha. Furthermore, Shmuel says Beferish that there's no problem being Mistapeg, even an individual, and he can bring it to Toch Beito. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. The Yom Rabbi Barav Om Rabbi Yochanan Halakha Mistapeg Adam Baluntit Umevi Abiyadol Toch Beito. Now here we have a problem because we know that Rabbi Yochanan always paskins like a Stam Mishnah, and our Mishnah doesn't say it's a Man Yomer. Our Mishnah says an individual cannot carry a towel home. So how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin against the Mishnah to follow Rabbi Shimon, or even to follow Rabbi, if this was now a Stam Mishnah? Asks the Gemara, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha, Tistam Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Stam, Tnan, Nistapeg Afilu Be'esra Luntiyot, an individual, even if he used a lot of towels to make sure they wouldn't get very wet, Lo Yevim Biyado. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan's Girsa was not like our Girsa. Rabbi Yochanan had in his Mishnah Divrei Ben Chafinai. So he had this Mishnah as a Loshen Yochid. And Ahuk Ben Chafinai Masimai. Om Rabbi Chia Barava, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ulayarin Medin Balarein Hashim Lebebani, Uvachit Kasebem Roshan Vurubam. The bathhouse attendants can actually bring in, back to the bathhouse, they can bring the large bath towels the women used and they left outdoors. They can wear them to bring them back in. So you put it around you like it's a malbush. As long as it's mechaser roshan v'ruban. They don't put it over their shoulders. You can want to put them in on Shabbos. Sachnita. Tzorich lekasher shnei roshah lemat. Now, if you're wearing a sachnita, sachnita is a kind of very light shawl that goes around your shoulders and easily blows away. So you have to tie the two tops in order to make sure it doesn't blow away beneath your head. Omre b'chia barav, omre b'yothran, lamata miktafayim. You have to, when it says beneath, not beneath your head, it's beneath, thank you, it's beneath your shoulders, because otherwise it isn't derech levisha. Amalu rav, livnei mefuza. Ki ma'abrita mani livnei chela, they used to have the soldiers, goyim, from the government, every city had its responsibility to take care of the soldiers that would come in. That was the B'nai Chela, and they would have to be Mishamish then. So if on Shabbos they had to carry the uniforms of the B'nai Chela, so he told them that when you're carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what you should do is Shavivu Gulamata Miktafayim. Put it around your shoulders in such a way that it should be Derech Malbush. And that way you won't be carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's no way out of this. You can't not carry it, but at least it should be more Derech Levisha. Derech Levisha, so you won't be fine.
But isn't there an assumption that all the soldiers are there? Shouldn't we assume that in all these cases there was an error?
No, we should assume there wasn't an error.
Was it? Was not?
No. Believe it or not, when it says Vayashkim Avram Baboker, it does not mean I put on his yarmulke. Even though we'd like to assume so. Sochin umemash machine ten rabbon. Sochin umemash machine name ayin b'shabbes. So kavatsho yasi gedar shoyse b'chol. You can also rub the abdomen, even if you're in pain, as long as you now do something which is an ulda b'chol. Hechi of it, for instance, me. What would you do? Well, says Rukama Barchanina, sach v'achar kach mimash mech. You pour the water first, and then you should rub him down. So that's already not the derech. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's also the derech. Obviously, it depends, basically, on what the norm is. Sach v'mimash mech b'vatachar, as you're rubbing the down his tummy, you put the oil at the same time. No, the point over here is that this is a tikkun that you do b'chol. If it's all, actually it's brought la'aloka that bizmanenu, that we don't really use this kind of stuff unless it's refuah. So what's it's also b'chol, because it's not the norm for people to. I mean, maybe there is in some places. We're saying it's not the most.
Mashri, it's only with your hands. To me, with the oil.
No, sach and mamash.
Oh, that's a mamash one thing. It's not two separate things.
No. Avalomit amlim, omrukhya barav, omrukhyokhan, asula amod bekarka itash of deyumsat. You cannot be standing in the deyumsat river, mibneshim ma'amelat umrape, because just standing in that mud is itself a omel and a derech refuah. This is sort of like the Dead Sea mud. Rashi brings it was a very salty, it was a salt sea for the Yumset, and apparently it had the same qualities of refuah that they have in the Yam HaMelech. Om Rav Yudam Rav Kol Yamel Shod the Yumset Esrim Ve'Chad Yom. You should know that the entire season, the whole tourist season of the Diyums is only 21 days a year. I mean, they got to fill those hotels, man. And Atzeret Min HaMinyan, it includes Shavuos, so you better make your reservations now. The question is, Yiboylu, is Atzeret La'aydis or La'aydis? Do we start with Shavuos or do we end with Shavuos? I mean, you're telling me Shavuos, I mean, where is Shavuos? Toshma, the Omer Shmuel, Kulu Shekayne, Midivcha V'Atzeret Amalu. Any type of medication from Pesach to Shavuos is the season. That's the best time. Says the Gemara, apparently Shavuos is the end. Says the Gemara, La Davka, maybe Gemma Hassam in the Kamed Korah, Mamali. Maybe the point over there is for Shukaine. Maybe cold is better. But over here, I mean, the whole idea that the Yom says is to the heat and the rubbing and the mud. I mean, maybe the warmer it is the better. So Shavua should start the season, not end the season. So maybe given the chamimal matvei malin. Omer of Chalbo, you should know that the chamra de Prugita, the wine that came from Prugita, I'm sure Barnea is going to tell us where in his neighborhood Prugita is, and the mine that was in the Deumsis, I mean, this was so, so much a ta'anug. Kipchu aseret ha-shvatim Yisrael, that's what undid the aseret ha-shvatim. I mean, they used to enjoy their lives so much. They ended up not having time for Torah. They were traveling to China, or going to the South Seas, or heading out to the Deumsis. And they didn't have a CD with them, and the computer broke down at other times. It was terrible.
I didn't notice the Assyrians were coming. They were too busy.
They were too busy, and that's what destroyed the Aseret HaShvatim. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch once went on a vacation. Oh my God. You know what happened to him, Nebuch? Imshich bat rayu, he got so into it. I mean, he made it a screensaver. He got so into it, he forgot his learning. So Kihadar Asa, when he came back, and they gave him an aliyah. Okay, so they give him the aliyah v'chodesh hazelachem. Of course, in those days, everybody read their own aliyah. So instead of reading the words ha-chodesh hazelachem, he read ha-cheresh hayalibam. That's how he saw the words. Their hearts have turned dumb.
Lotus flower
one. So Mamela, it was terrible. You'll notice, by the way, what letters changed.
The
Rebbe disappeared, right? he became a Rebbe in a new way. Rebbe, Reish Beis Yud. Actually, there's all types of Chassidus and Yonim over here.
So is this where the lotus blossom started?
It was a remez that he wasn't clever, but it wasn't Nimshak the Rebbe. But other Salpi Kabbalah, there's the klipa that causes forgetfulness is Riv. So those were the osios that actually was mischalif to him that he saw Riv. Bo Rabbon and Rach Mi'ale. So his friends saw what happened to the Blazer Ben Arach. I mean, they all were Mavakish. Rach Amin Vada Talmudei. And he got his learning back. That's why it says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Noroi says, famous Mishnah novice, a person should always go out to Mokam Teira. Don't say just because you live in Efrat, so people will come to you if you're a Godel B'Teira, they'll follow you. No, they won't follow you. Because if you forget something, so if you have people coming out to you, that's not going to help you very much. If you're in a mokum of terror, like what happened to Rebbe Lozer Ben Arach, he was away into the Yomsis, look what happened to him. It's because he was back here that they gave him back his terror. So too, if you're being Isaac in one sugya, so you'll easily forget many other sugyas. But like this, your friends are being Isaac in other sugyas. So, Mamela, you will also remember what's going on. And if you make a mistake, there'll be mitakenet, and so on. Melbinatcha al tisha'en. Don't rely on your own insights into the thing. Say, okay, but as I'll be Isaac and Terah, I'm going to end up forgetting. No, it's not true. Tana lo nahuroi shemo. By the way, speaking of Rabbi Noroi, his real name wasn't Rabbi Noroi. His real name was Rabbi Nachem. Actually, some say he was actually Rabbi Lozer Ben Aruch, the same person who was the one that suffered from the Maisa that ended up being the Mishnah that the Mishnah was referring to. So, Lama Nikra Shmo Rabbi Noroi, Sheman Hira Nechachamim Ba'alacha. Why would they call Rabbi Lozer Ben Aruch Rabbi Noroi? Because he lit up other people. This becomes rather complex over here. They took care of him when he couldn't take care of himself. Avolon mitgarerin, but you cannot take a scraping brush or a loofah on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan ein garerin mitgareret b'Shabbat. You don't use a scraper on Shabbos. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, imayur adlav menuplachot betit betzorah gorer kedarko veino choshesh. That's only in terms of the ovda dechol, where you're going overboard. If you're dirty, it's clear that all you're doing is removing the dirt. That's not a problem. Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda avdele imi migarar to the kasva. Shmuel Bar Yehuda's mother made him a sterling silver scraper. Now this actually, this Gemara is at the source of the minhag. I'm sure many of you, especially the old timers, remember the minhag of having a special brush for Shabbos. A special brush. The women had a special hairbrush for Shabbos. Some have a Dominican Magdavka silver hairbrush, but it was made out of sar of chaya, pig, you know, boar bristles and so on. And the point over there was that is based on this Gemara. What is the Gemara? But because it's another material, so Mamela it's not uvda dechol. It's a little bit strange. The Gemara, the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use in her earth. His mother makes him in the Gemara, made out of silver. You know, well, what's that supposed to be? So the Shaila is over here. I think I know what he's referring to, but it doesn't say silver. So there's machlokas exactly what is the issue. If it's not an issue only of uvda dechol, so maybe you can change uvda dechol and making it very kosher. It becomes more of a kibbutz Shabbos. Others learn that indeed it's made differently, and that the hakbara on the mivreshet was to use a special kind of bristle that wouldn't tear out. Or others learn that it's to remind you to be careful not to do it the way that you would do it b'chol, to use the hairbrush lightly and so on. Ein yordin l'kurdima. Now, what is that all about? What is this kurdima? My taima mishum pika. Mishum pika is because it was very slippery. It was slippery mud there. So therefore, some learn the problem is that you'll slip. You'll get your clothes dirty. You'll end up getting into this whole business of the begadim, the problem of your wet begadim. The Rambam says, because this is not a tanug on Shabbos. This is tsar. To put yourself in places where you're going to get muddy and you're going to fall again, you don't do it. Says v'karatz al Shabbos oinek. This is not the derech oinek. You don't go to places where it's unpleasant to walk through. Ve'ino sinat fiktoisin b'Shabbos. You don't make an emetic on Shabbos, meaning you don't drink the emetic. Omer rabba bar b'fana r'diof l'shono l'v'san. This is only if it's a chemical emetic. Abu Bayah, if you want to stick your fingers down your throat to throw up, that's your business, buddy. And that's mutter, but it's not, there's no chashash over there of, which is exactly what the issue is. If it's shrika samamonim, so now there's no issue of shrika samamonim to put your finger in to throw up. Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya says, what do you mean? Af b'cholos, or forget it. You're not allowed to do such a thing. What's the point of such people? It may have said Oakland, I understand. What are you vomiting to make more room? Like a bunch of primitive Romans. You're going to be mops at the Oakland, you should eat Oakland again. But obviously, if the issue is over here, if you're feeling sick, you're feeling nauseous, so then of course it wouldn't be an issue. It may have said Oakland. But, so the question is this normal? Is this a question of Tikkun? Tikkun Gavra? Is it a question of Refuah? That's actually Rashi seems to be say so himself. One place it says that it's begetter refuah. Here he says it's shrikas amamonim. Another place it says that it's like a tikkun yav. Omer Rabba bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan lefufa yinuka b'shabbes shakir. We saw already that to swaddle an infant on Shabbos is not a problem. As the Gemara v'anantan ein ma'atzvin, doesn't the Mishnah say you're not allowed to be ma'atzev? Answers the Gemara. There's two different things. Hatam bechumre de shidra. When it says over here that you cannot be ma'atzev, that's to do chiropractic work. To get his spine back into its correct position. Now over there it's mirsi kabona. That already is more similar to tikkun gavra because it's mirsi kabona, but to to swaddle the alma is not mizikabon.
Do they do that?
No. Chiropractors do. Chiropractors do. People don't.
Within the first hour.
What?
Yeah.
Regular people don't. The ein magzirin et hashever, Omer Rabbi Chagar, Bagarat Amr Shmuel, Allah magzirin et hashever. It's not true, our Mishnah. The Mishnah, and of course, obviously he must have had, as Rashi points out, that Shmuel must have had a girsa in our Mishnah that says magzirin et hashever, that you can restore a broken bone on Shabbos, and that there would always be a sakana zever, and so on and so on. There's no problem in setting a bone on Shabbos. Rabba Bar Bachana, Ikla la Pumbadisa. Rabba Bar Bachana once came to Pumbadisa, and he didn't show up at the shir. It was a public lecture by Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda did not like the idea that Rabba Bar Bachana did not show up to shir. And in those days, Richie, when somebody didn't show up to shir on time, they sent the police after him. So he was Shagre la Ada Daila. He sent out Adra, who was the bouncer, but was also the bouncer into the Beit HaMidrash, who physically picked up Richie.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
And
he says, Armalei zil garbe, just drag him in.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. So Azil garbe came and dragged him in. Now, Rabbi Bar Bachana wasn't too happy about being dragged in. And he finds Rabbi Yehuda standing up there giving a drasha, in which he says, Ein machzirin et hashever, you can't fix a broken limb. So he figured, I'll put him in his place. So he says, oh, very interesting. You don't know what you're talking about. And halacha mavzirin et hashever. This he shouts out in the middle of the lecture, you understand. Omarlei, so Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, that's amazing. Because hachana didan, you know, chana comes from our town, and I never heard that. And Shmuel came from our town, and I never heard that. Velo shmiyali. Nu, v'lav bedina gabarticha. Wasn't I right in having you dragged into the lecture? If it hadn't been that I had you dragged in, we would have had it all wrong. So it's a good thing that you came. Next time, come on time without my needing to drag you in. We'll leave the conclusion for tomorrow so that Sabajaj can practice.